This is episode 337 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on, guys? Hope you're doing amazing today. And on today's Q&A episode, I want to talk to you about something that is extremely important, something that has come up time and time and again in my business and in my personal life. And it's about the importance of setting expectations. Now, don't tune out because I realize that probably doesn't sound very sexy, but guys, setting expectations, whether you're communicating with your significant other, your spouse, your kids, sellers you work with, private lenders, clients that I'm coaching and working with in our new group Ascends. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whoever you work with, whoever you communicate with, setting the expectation is so, so important. Matter of fact, it's critical. And I want to talk to you about expectations on a couple of different levels and share with you a conversation I had with a really good friend of mine. But here's how this conversation came up. So about a month ago, we were in Jamaica, in Montego Bay for our holiday mastermind, which was just an incredible, incredible, incredible experience. We had just amazing, high quality people, their families there. It was just awesome. If you guys haven't had an opportunity, go to holidaymastermind.com. Check out the video trailer from Bimini in the Bahamas last year. My friend and videographer, PJ, is actually working on the updated or the new trailer for the Jamaica Mastermind that we did. So definitely check that out. But in the room, you know, we spent one day masterminding and we talked about some of the challenges that people in the room were having with when it comes to hiring people, not just acquisitions people, but dispositions, marketing. I mean, it doesn't matter, regardless of the department that you're speaking of. They were sharing some struggles that, you know, they were months into their role, into their position, and their people just weren't aware of certain things. And it was causing a lot of friction. And that kind of sparked a long conversation about the importance of setting expectations up front with every new hire. And let me just share with you, you know, when you're onboarding new team members, and I'll share a story as well with you that this actually happened to our acquisitions manager back in February when he joined our team. So when you onboard someone, you have to walk them through all the different scenarios and outcomes of their position. And at times it's very difficult to cover everything, which is why documenting, having processes, SOPs is so critical and so important. But the key is to be really, really transparent. Let me share an example with you. So when we onboarded our acquisitions manager, you know, one of the things we kind of briefly touched on were price renegotiations with sellers. That at times, you know, not every deal, first of all, not every deal that we contract is going to make it to the closing table. Okay. There's a certain percentage of those deals that are just not going to make it to the closing table because either A, we weren't able to find a buyer, which doesn't happen all that often, but sometimes it does. B, there's title issues, there's hair on the property, quote unquote, liens, violations, things of that nature. And although we did talk about that in the onboarding process, we didn't dive deep into it. And I remember, you know, there was an expectation that, hey, most properties I got under contract were going to close. And then when that doesn't happen, there's disappointment, you know, so morale can potentially, you know, be lowered. So that's just a small example of why it's important to set expectations, walk your team member, not just acquisitions, any department, any position, walk them through all the different outcomes, all the different scenarios of what may occur. The other thing I touched on was price negotiation, renegotiations. You know, when we lock up a property, we're usually very good on the underwriting process. And if we're contracting it, most times it's because we're pretty confident we're either going to close on it ourselves or we're going to be able to assign the contract or whatever the case might be, double close. And I remember the first time, you know, that B, our acquisitions manager, had to go back for a price reduction. It was a big mental hurdle for him because he had given the seller, you know, his word that this was the price and we were going to close and move forward. But we actually ended up contracting. We knew it was going to be a very marginal, tight deal at best. And our buyers, you know, proved that this just wasn't a deal at the price. We needed about a good $20,000 reduction to make it work. And when we went back to him on, you know, and walked him through the process again, because that was part of our onboarding training, is how you renegotiate. What we failed to do was when we would need to renegotiate. And the fact that, look, sometimes we're going to contract properties a little higher than where we actually need them to be. And that was a big mental hurdle for him. You know, the fact that he had to go back to the seller to go through this process of falling on the sword, quote unquote, and going not okay, you know, and I've done podcasts on how to go back for price renegotiation. So you can check that out, flipempire.com, just use the search bar. But it was a big mental hurdle for him. And I think that was our fault for not walking him through and setting the proper expectations. You know, super, super important that you set the right expectations. Same thing when, let's say you're doing a deal on the phone and you get a verbal commitment from a seller on a price. You don't want to just email them the contract via DocuSign or Right Signature or HelloSign, whatever service you might be using. You know, you want to find out when they're going to be in front of a computer, get them to commit to a certain day and time, and then let them know you're going to call them at that time, set up an appointment so you can actually walk them through and make sure that you can answer any questions, handle any objections. That's one of the things that we've shifted to doing more, is sending more offers over the phone, depending on the situation, right? But it's just so important that you set the expectation. Another example is when you get a property under contract, if you transition or hand that seller off to your transaction coordinator or your closing department, that you let them know what's going to happen. Hey, listen, this person from our team, who's our transaction coordinator, is going to be here to answer any and all of your questions. They're going to hold your hand up until the closing. They're here for you. Here's what we're going to do next. We're going to order title. We're going to do blah, blah, blah. And you start to set the expectation. You give them a warm transfer. You let them know what's to come. Don't just assume that they know. So hopefully you're understanding the why setting expectations is just so critical and so important, because if not, you can be setting yourself up for failure, you know? And here's one last example, because Steve Cavanaugh, if you guys haven't had an opportunity to check out the episode that we did with myself, Steve Cavanaugh, and Steve Cook, who is one of my coaches, make sure to go to flipempire.com/episode328. And we talked about Ascend, which is a very unique hybrid coaching and mastermind group that we're starting. And I use the word mastermind kind of, you know, with hesitation, because it's so much more than that. But anyways, we're getting filled up, and we're getting filled up quickly, and we've had a lot of people. It's an application process, so we've been speaking to people on the phone, and sometimes we hear at the end, they're like, I'm in, I want to do this, but here's the thing, I need to, you know, I need to connect with my wife, or my, you know, I need to talk to this person, whatever the case might be. And obviously that person wasn't able to be on the initial call. It's so important for us to set the expectation and essentially have that person commit to get back to us by a certain day and time. Because the worst thing you want, whether you're dealing with a seller, a buyer, a lender, a client, whoever, is a maybe, just leaving it up in the air. It's a yes or a no, and a no is perfectly fine. Like, I genuinely mean that, but you don't want to be left in limbo. So if this makes sense for you, let's just agree on a day and time that we'll reconnect. So that's just another example. Super, super important that you get that agreement and that commitment up front, if that makes sense. The other thing I wanted to share with you is a conversation I had with my co-host and really good friend, Eric Stark from Holiday Mastermind. And we were talking about one of his mentors is a billionaire. And let me bring up, I know he's not going to mind me sharing this with you, because he actually suggested we do a podcast on this. And I just want to kind of share this quote that he, I'm bringing up my boxer, my apologies here. He said that his billionaire mentor said, replace your expectations of others with appreciation. Replace your expectations of others with appreciation. So instead of expecting things from other people and setting yourself up for failure, just appreciate them. And I was like, wow, that's pretty deep. And it just kind of got me thinking. Now, that's not to say that you don't want to expect more of yourself, because you absolutely need to and want and should want to expect more of yourself. But as far as others, if you remove expectations, you're going to be, I think, more happy. You're going to be less disappointed in people. It's when we set up expectations in our mind for others or certain rules that we need others to live by or be governed by, that when they don't do it, we're disappointed. So just wanted to kind of share that with you. Guys, last thing is, like I mentioned, our group Ascend. If you have any interest in learning more about that, I encourage you, go to flipempire.com/ascend. We are filling up quickly. We are hard capping this at 30 people. Matter of fact, depending on, I don't even have the date in front of me of when this particular podcast is getting published, we might already be full. There's going to be a wait list and the investment will be going up. So for our charter members, we're doing something special. So excited. We've already had two group calls, and I've already been having one-on-one coaching calls with people. We have our first mastermind retreat coming up here in a couple of months. So if you want to learn more about that, it's a very unique group. It's not just focused and centered around real estate and business, but there's just so much more to it. It gives me chills kind of thinking and talking about it. So if you guys have any interest in learning more about that, setting up a call with myself and Steve, go to flipempire.com/ascend, which is ASCEND. And if you want to listen to that podcast episode where we dive more into it, and even if you're not interested in that, I think you should listen to it because you're going to get a lot out of it. Steve Cook is just so knowledgeable and so wise, and a lot of things he shares in there I think would really resonate with you. Go to flipempire.com/episode328. So guys, with that, appreciate you, and I will talk to you on the next podcast. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.